إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, we are talking about the issue of a sense of belonging to Islam and Muslims and the importance of forgiveness. We know the famous story where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting in Masjid an-Nabawi al-Sharif with his Sahaba, and he said to them, a man will enter here just now and he is from the people of Jannah. And at that time Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu entered the masjid. The following day again Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting in the masjid and he said the same thing. He said, a man will enter now and he is from the people of Jannah. And same person, Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, entered the masjid. When the same thing happened the third day, exactly the same thing, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu decided to find out what is it that Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu does, thanks to which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him this bashara of Jannah. So he went to Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu and he said, I would like to be your guest. And as you know, Islam, if a Muslim comes to you and says, I would like to be your guest, then to keep him in your house as your guest is wajib for 3 days. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, after that, the guest should leave. But if the guest stays and the host keeps him, then this is an ihsan on the guest. So Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, of course, he welcomed him. And Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu stayed with Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu in his house. Now in those days, it was not a question of you sleep in your bedroom, I sleep in my bedroom kind of thing. They slept in the same room. So Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu was able to observe the complete life of Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu 24 hours. So he stayed with him in his house, he followed him around. And at the end of 3 days, he said to him that I would like you to know that the reason I requested to be your guest was because of this basharat which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting in the masjid and he said, a man is going to enter who is from the people of Jannah and you entered. So I thought I will stay with you to see what is this special ibadat that you are doing or what is the special action that you are doing, thanks to which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you Jannah. But he said, I stayed with you for 3 full days. And I did not see anything out of the ordinary. You did what we all do. So for example, standing in the night, tahajjud, all this was the Sahaba, they all did that. So he said, you did the same things, rest of it, everything. He said, what is this? Is there something you are doing secretly which I was not able to observe? So Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu said that, alhamdulillah, the bashara of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is most welcome. He said, the only thing that I do every night before I go to sleep, which you could not have seen because I do that internally, is to forgive everybody. He said, I settle my accounts. I do not carry anything forward to the next day. He said, if I have wronged anyone during the day, I go and apologize and I settle that account. But in the night when I come home, before I go to sleep, I consciously forgive every person who may have wronged me for that day. I don't carry anything forward to the next day. He said, maybe this is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave me. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you, think about it like this. Supposing you are riding a motorcycle on the highway, and as it happens sometimes, you find yourself behind a garbage truck. So there is this garbage truck which is going ahead of you and you are behind the garbage truck. and a piece of garbage, some piece of filth, flies off the garbage truck and hits your chest, hits your shoulder. So now you have got this stinking piece of garbage on your shirt or on your jacket. What do? You will flick it off, and then at the first possible opportunity, you will wash that piece of, that at least that spot, if not the whole shirt, and ensure that that sign of every sign of this garbage disappears. Right? This is what you will normally do. What would you say to somebody who, when this piece of garbage hits the jacket, the person rubs it in nicely, and every once in a while he smells it and he says, how terrible. Then after a little while he smells it again. Hash. If somebody does this, what would you say to them? You would say, you're crazy, what nonsense is this? I mean, garbage is not to be kept. Garbage is not to be savored from time to time. Garbage is garbage, get rid of it. Garbage will happen, garbage will come. There are some people who are garbage trucks. Their life, their aim in life or their objective of life is to take the garbage and dump it in your yard or somebody's yard. That's their job, that's what they do, right? So if you find yourself, with a garbage truck friend or a garbage truck whoever, then what do? You make sure that at least after they dump the garbage, you get it cleared as quickly as possible. You don't keep it, garbage is garbage. This is what any negative incident is. It is garbage. That you meet somebody, someone screams, raves, rants, does something. Now, what sense does it make to carry that in your heart? Carry that in your mind. You are living with that thing. Every once in a while, you remember that thing. You feel bad, you feel negative, all kind. For what? And believe me, all the while, that garbage truck is sleeping peacefully. all your pucking inside. All your boiling inside is not affecting that guy. Whatever he did, that is his life. So he is happy and he is sleeping. So carrying these things in your mind and heart is only harmful to you. Nothing to, not to anybody else. Makes no sense. And that is why forgiveness is really for ourselves. It's not for the other person. The other person, in some cases, the other person doesn't even care whether you forgive or not. He doesn't even know. He doesn't care. So it's not for that person, it's for yourself, because if you don't forgive, then you are carrying that negativity with you, which makes zero sense. It's like carrying a hot live coal from the fire in your hand. Who will it burn? By what sense does it make? So the issue of forgiveness, as far as the keeping together of hearts is concerned, this is very important. So that's why I say to people, and I try to practice it myself, is to have selective memory. To have selective memory. Remember the good, forget the bad. Now, when I say forget, I don't mean forget the lesson. There are two aspects to every incident. One is the lesson you learn from that. The second one is the actual, the data of the incident. Now, the data of the incident is immaterial. If somebody was yelling at you, remembering every curse word he used, it has no meaning. But the lesson from that you learn is that to behave like this is from shaitan. To feel anger is natural, to express it in negative ways is haram. I'm not even saying, please notice, I'm not saying to express it. No, you have to express anger. Sometimes if somebody is doing something wrong, you have to say, look, I think this, what you did just now, I'm sorry, this is not good. Right? I'm very angry with you. Say it nicely. Say it in a way which is polite, but where it is clear that you are angry and the reason why you are angry, you are expressing that. If you are not feeling anger, maybe something is wrong with you. Because if there is something wrong happening, how come you are not angry? I mean, that you didn't understand what was going on So, feeling anger is like any other emotion. Value neutral. It is perfectly fine. It is normal. Any intelligent person, given the circumstances, will feel angry, should feel angry. Expressing anger also in positive ways is good. It should be done. That is how you set boundaries. For example, in your home with your children and so on. Unless you express anger where it is required and say, sorry, this is not okay. You can't just walk in and walk out of the house anytime. This is not a hotel. This is a house. There are rules. There are house rules. You follow the rules. You live in this house, you follow the rules. to say this is absolutely fine, and you should say it, because otherwise how do you set boundaries? Same thing with employees, same thing with whoever is in your control, you must set boundaries, it is absolutely critical. But to do that in a way which is bad, which is destructive, you are yelling and screaming and cursing and throwing things and, you know, foaming at the mouth. I mean, this is not, this is haram. This is absolutely prohibited. So, the lesson you learn is important, but to carry that stuff makes no sense. Right? So, the lesson you learn is, for example, my garbage truck example. What is the lesson you learn? Don't ride behind a garbage truck. Right, it's very simple as if there is a garbage truck, get out of the way. Don't ride behind the garbage truck. But it does not make any sense to carry that garbage on your shirt. I mean, that makes no sense at all. So that is why forgiveness is absolutely critical and important. And that's why I say that, you know, the purpose of all these further reminders is, inshallah, to take us to some action. So what I would recommend for all those who are listening to this is to sit down with a piece of paper, write the names of those people who you are carrying anything negative about and forgive them. Now, when you forgive them, it's not necessary to go to them and saying, I have forgiven you. Just forgive them in your heart. That is, inshallah, more than sufficient, right? In the case of those who may have died, this may also be the case, you know, somebody you should have forgiven, you didn't forgive, the person died, go and give some sadaqah for the isale sawab of that person. Go and give some charity and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive that person, and you forgive that person yourself. Right? And obviously the other side of it, if you have wronged anybody, then please go and seek forgiveness, ask that person to forgive you. If that person is dead, again the same thing, give charity in their name, so that inshallah, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive that person. And also final point is, do remember this, that if somebody asks you to forgive them, and you do not forgive them, then believe me, that sin is on you. It is not on that person. If a person comes and asks you for forgiveness, then please understand this. You have to forgive them. You must forgive them, because this is what Rasulullah ﷺ did. And tomorrow, inshallah, we'll talk, we'll look at the hadith in connection with this. Rasulullah ﷺ said, forgive a person in this world and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you in the akhirah. So if you do not forgive somebody in this world, then it means that, you don't want the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah An-Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually revealed ayat about this. A person, there was a relative of Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, who when the buhtan, when the slander was spread by the munafiqeen in Medina against Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, one of the people who participated in that was actually related to her. And this person also was poor, and he was receiving a pension from Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha. Amazing people in this world. He is getting pension from her father and he participates in this. So anyway, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu got very angry with this whole thing. So he stopped that pension. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Quran in Surah An-Nur. And the meaning of the ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, forgive, don't you want Allah to forgive you? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu immediately restored that pension and gave him more. Right, because he said, no, I want Allah. That does not mean he loves the man. No, whatever feeling he may have, wallah alam. But he forgave the man such a huge, he is slandering his own daughter and the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the mother of the believers. But Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu forgave him and restored that pension because, no, I want Allah to forgive me. Right, so this is the, again, an important thing to remember, that if somebody comes and seeks forgiveness, please forgive them. There is nothing that they have done which is so big that you want to risk your own forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla. Because if somebody asks your forgiveness and you refuse to forgive them, then believe me, you are playing games with the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't do that. Forgive them, forget it. It's not important. Now, that does not mean necessarily that now you are going to, you know, see that person every day and, invite him for dinner every night. No, that's not necessary. You forgive them. If there are some people in this world who are by nature negative. So, even after you forgive them, you might say, well, you know, I still don't want to have any close social relationship or contact with that person. That is absolutely fine. There is no problem. You need not have a social relationship or contact with a person, but don't carry that garbage in your heart. Forgive that person and keep your distance. There's no problem with that. Nobody says you have to go and sit in his lap. But at the same time, don't carry that negativity in your heart. This is how the Ummah stays together. This is how families stay together. This is how marriages stay together. Today the biggest problem with marriages breaking up, especially so many times, is young people got married, 6 months later, a year later, 2 years later, broken up. Why? Because of this. Because of carrying too much of garbage. She did this, he did that. You remember only the negative, you forget the positive, and then now you have converted yourself into a garbage truck, and that's the end of the marriage. Makes absolutely zero sense. Forget the bad, learn the lesson, but forget the bad, remember the good, remind yourself over and over about the good, like you do with perfume, you smell it again and again, alhamdulillah, it's good for you. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ